Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Wednesday morning, 6:12 a.m. It is the 3rd of July, and God has a message for you this morning. As you rise at sunrise, the moon phase today is full moon. It will reach its peak at 7:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. What does this mean for you? Spiritually, the full moon symbolizes deep emotion, completion, and spiritual growth. Emotions can be extreme during this time, and the energy can manifest in different ways. You may even feel creative today. You may feel a sense of anxiety. You may feel sensitive, or you may feel exhausted. But let's get into what thus says the Lord. In Genesis 2, verses 15 through 17, and I'm reading from the easy to read version, the Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to work and soil and take care of the garden. The Lord God gave him this command: you may eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree that gives knowledge about good and evil. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And I just want to leave you with a topic that you should take to your soul. Let us create the best environment for ourselves. Let us create the best environment for ourselves. So how can I create an environment where God is pleased to dwell? I was reading an article this morning that spoke on God's dwelling with us. It said, if an honored guest was coming to your house, would you clean the house? Would you desire for them to be comfortable and blessed by the condition of your home? Would they have a clear way through the trash to even find a place to sit? Would you turn off the television or be constantly looking over their shoulder to watch your favorite show, giving your guests no attention? Would you turn down blaring music to be able to speak and hear? Would you feel at home? Would they feel at home in the environment that you have prepared for them? Would it be at ease? There is a difference between God's omnipresence, that is the fact that he is everywhere all the time, and his manifest presence, that is the visible, conscious, clearly experienced, present everywhere. Where can I go from your spirit, we ask. We can be completely unaware of his presence. I'm sure we've all had times when we felt unaware of God's presence. This is a vital part we play in all of us. In obedience to the Lord, we can create environments where God is pleased to dwell. In the Bible, King David knew this. Study his life. He was in a relentless pursuit of God's presence. When was the last time you were in a relentless pursuit of God's presence? In your presence is fullness of joy. He proclaimed in Psalm 16, verse 11. Listen to Psalm 101, an expression of what he was doing to invite God's presence to dwell with him. Only God can cleanse us, but we must cooperate with him. It's a two-way street. Although as a believer, and you are a believer, aren't you? Christ comes to live in us and will never leave us nor forsake us. We all know that there are greater and lesser times of intimacy. Seasons when we sense the nearness of God in extraordinary ways, and others where it seems that God is distant. A conscious awareness and enjoyment of his presence should be an everyday experience in our lives. But what can we do to invite his presence, his experience of presence in our life? To draw near, to be a man or a woman where God is pleased to make himself known? Do you long to be aware of his presence today? To enjoy more consistent intimacy with God in your life, in your home, in your church, in your environment, in your work? There are very deliberate things that we can do to create an environment where God is pleased to dwell. Think of preparing your home today for a visit from your most beloved and honored guest, the triune God, and prepare the home of your life for the King. Pay attention to your environments and what it will illustrate what you really want. Spiritually speaking, of the scripture that we read earlier today, Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, it does have many interpretations. First, it speaks about obedience and worship. It also speaks about the fall of man, and it speaks about the God-given purpose. As we look at obedience and worship, in this reflection, it is interpreted to challenge some of our perceptions of a loving God. In verse 15, gives Adam a job to cultivate the garden and keep it. Verse 16 gives Adam freedom to eat from any tree he wants except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which he is told will result in death if he eats from it. Some say that this warning from God is similar to a loving parent warning their child about danger, and that it gives Adam an opportunity to show his faith in God. Other people interpret this as becoming a place for Adam to obey God and recognize God's will and give thanks and ask for his help regarding temptation. Regarding the fall of man, in this interpretation, some explain that the fall of man is created, that we are created in God's own image, but we have fallen short of the image. In Adam's disobedience, it is said to have caused man to become one body and soul, and for his spirit to die. It is also said that man fell from God's kingdom and came under the rule of Satan. And then as we look at the God-given purpose today, it shows that man had a God-given purpose immediately after the creation. God placed man in the Garden of Eden with a job to do. He created a world that required work to be done. It's intentional. It's purposeful. In Orisha, that is in Yoruba spirituality, Ekbi has accepted the offerings this morning. In Orisha, in Yoruba spirituality, Ogun has accepted our offerings this morning. To God be the glory, Ogun Nafa Oluwa, Almashdi Labari, Selah.